broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
It is the Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go through the looking glass and beyond to take you places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Where are those places? What do we do when we get to those places? What does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? I'll never tell, at least not when the sun's shining. No, of course I will tell, but better that you experience it here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Get a batch, what is it?
Backstage.
Get a backstage pass. Get a backstage pass and watch our live streaming video of the show every night, as well as our archives, as well as our podcast, as well as everything, man. Our news feed, our comment section, our TV projects, our TV interviews, our radio interviews, everything that is there is yours for the very, very low price of a month. So check it out. Believe me, it's very affordable. I don't want to give the price. No, I won't. I will not give the price here. It's too gauche. It's too, it isn't done.
I say, my boy.
So head over to our website, philhendryshow.com, and get a backstage pass and buy the only subscription to any radio station website anywhere that's really worth it, folks. We're not doing some, with all due respect, we're not doing some jackass newsletter and then three little clips with, you know, about 2 minutes each and, hey, here's what we did to the show today. No. You get the whole show, and in the archives go back some 13, 14 years. One of these days I want to put the real number on it. What year is this? 2010. So these archives go back to 99, so that's 12 years, and then maybe another year, 13 years of archive material at philhendryshow.com. Also, our souvenir shop now has the Teds of Beverly Hills hoodie, and if you're watching us on Phil TV and HD, you can see the new Teds of Beverly Hills hoodie, and there is the slogan on the back of the sweatshirt. We want to put our in your thing. And then, of course, on the very front is the Ted logo in blue, in white, and in black. Check it out. It's there at philhendryshow.com. On the line with me is Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. Mr. Bozell is a longtime contributor on our program, and he's going to be talking to us about the events yesterday in Homestead, Florida. Mr. Bozell is a NASCAR fan, an auto sports fan, and you also have a daughter who attends a middle school there in Corona, California, correct, Steve?
Yes, sir, I do.
And what is your daughter's name?
My daughter's April, and she attends CK Corona.
CK Corona. Your daughter, April, took exception to something that you had said this morning, correct?
Yes, sir. I had mentioned that before the kids went to school, I said that I thought that Michelle Obama and Mrs. Biden getting booed at the NASCAR event was pretty funny, you know.
And you thought it was very funny?
No, I did. I thought it was very funny. At the time, I thought, that she's down there, you know, NASCAR, everybody knows, you know. I mean, that just doesn't seem right, or it didn't seem right to me at the time.
Well, what didn't seem right about it?
I mean, just the cheap at a NASCAR event just didn't add up, you know. Couldn't put it together in my mind in the way that...
You couldn't put together in your mind why Michelle Obama would be at a NASCAR event?
Yes, sir. And it's not, it has nothing to do with race. And I told my daughter that, you know, and I got the phone call this morning.
Which brings us to the second part of this. You made a comment at breakfast that you didn't think there was anything wrong with them booing. You thought it was funny.
I did. At the time I did. I've changed my mind since then.
Okay, but you got a call from your daughter's school, CK Corona School, asking you to come down there.
I have, Phil, from time to time, I've gotten calls from the kid's school telling me to come down and that I need to report to Erica Dorton's office. She is the principal, and she has two assistants there, Pamela Asher and Lacey Joyce Spring, who are both assistants to the principal. And I went down at that time. They did inform me that my daughter had told her teacher that I had said that it was pretty funny, Michelle Obama getting booed. I was then directed to the classroom where my daughter has her class.
Now, what grade is your daughter in?
She's a fifth grader.
She's a fifth grader. That's a middle school, huh?
This is, yeah, it's an advanced middle school. It's called a Project One middle school. It's
Okay. So she's a higher achieving.
Yes, sir. Scholastically, yes, sir.
Okay.
So,
all right, so you got called down to your daughter's school, and you were called into your daughter's classroom after you had made this comment that it was funny to you that Michelle Obama was booed. Tell me again, not getting into any commentary as to anything else, but why did you feel that was funny?
Well, I mean, I just thought it was funny. I mean, here in ladies, and she started to say, you know, start your engine, and everybody booed her. I just thought it was really funny. That's all. I just did, you know. And
you don't think there's any race issue involved?
I did not. And but to see, that's what, when I got into the classroom and I began to field questions from the kids, and which is what I was told to do, is to go into April's class, and I introduced myself as April's daddy, and I said, you know, I laughed when Mrs. Obama got booed. And that's when the kids started to ask me questions. And
what kind of questions do the kids ask?
Well, I mean, they asked, but like you said, am I a racist? And they asked me if I had, you know, if I hated black people. I said, no, I do not. You know, and one of the kids there, a young boy by the name of Bradley, who's, I guess he's about the age of my daughter. He got up. He's one of the class leaders, and told me that he did feel I was a racist, and he did feel I was full of hate, and I told him no, I wasn't. And it was that time I was beginning to get a little emotional, because I don't want anyone thinking I'm hateful.
You laughed at you thought it was funny that Michelle Obama got booed because.
Well, I found out from talking to the kids it is because I'm racist. It is because I was racist, you know, and
it just from talking to these kids.
Yes, sir. And, I mean, I left there, I felt pretty bad, and I went home. I couldn't go back to work. I just went home and just basically laid down in the afternoon. I just basically buried my head in a pillow, and I remember just, my wife said she could hear me, you know, weeping in the next room.
Why were you so emotional?
Because the kids at the school showed me where
these are kids, you know.
Yeah, I understand that, and that's what I said to Mrs. Dorton. I said, Erica Dorton, I said, you're just kids. How would they know better than me what I? And she didn't have to say. She rarely speaks anyway, and just by looking at me, I could tell that I had messed up bad. So, I wanted to tell you and your listeners, as a result of meeting with my daughter's friends and the school, that I've seen the racism that sort of is in my heart and is in the heart of a lot of people. I'd like to think that I'm not a racist, but I could see that by laughing at Michelle Obama being booed and everything.
What do you think of the people that booed her, Steve? Do you think they're worse than you, how do you?
I think that they have more courage than me, because they had the courage to boo her, not just that way, billions of miles away, laughing. And that also made me feel ashamed, because not only am I a racist, but I, in a lot of ways, I'm a gutless, you know, racist, if you will. When those people booed, they are racist, but at least they have the courage.
So you think the people that booed Michelle Obama there at the Homestead Raceway were also racists, or at least that's what...
I did not think that.
So you didn't think that at the beginning, but you do now as the result of talking to your daughter's class.
Yes, sir. And
all right, I want to ask you a little bit about this, and we're talking to Stephen Bozell, folks, here on the Phil Hendry Show tonight. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And he's talking with us about this incident yesterday at the raceway in Florida, South Florida. Homestead is pretty much within the Miami area. Where there was booing of the First Lady by the fans there, the NASCAR fans. I wanted to ask you, Steve, about this incident from the standpoint of the fans out there. You know, you say that you were gutless. At least they have the guts and that they were booing her. Do you think they are? Do you think their motive was racial?
Well, I've got to believe that it was, because the only reason why I say that is because my daughter and Bradley and some of the other kids told me that, especially Bradley, who's only about 11, and he basically, he told me what I needed to hear, that I was, that I'm a just a bigot, and he said that the people that booed Michelle Obama, they're bigots too, and it's typical of those kind of bigots, he said, because they're from the South and they're a bunch of, hillbillies. And then he asked me where I was from. And
is this, how old is this kid?
He's 11. He's about my daughter's age, 10 or 11.
Okay.
And then he asked me where I was from.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Steve.
Oh, that's okay.
He's in your daughter's class.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, anyway, he said, where are you from? I said, I'm originally from Knoxville, Tennessee. And he said, you're just like those hillbillies then. You're no better. And I felt bad, because I guess I felt he was right, He said, you're nothing more than one of those hillbillies, a lot of mountain trash. And then I just had to leave.
So a little 11-year-old boy, your daughter, the teachers at the school, pretty much took you from that morning saying, that was funny, Michelle Obama being booed at the Homestead Raceway, to this little boy and all of these people eventually convincing you that you're a racist, a bigot, a hillbilly, mountain trash, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Did they convince you, or were you just humiliated and put down and you didn't want to be in that setting?
No, I'm sure that I am. I just don't want my daughter to... The number one reason why I come on your program is I was asked by my daughter to come on your program to prove that, her and to prove to Bradley and the others that I'm not lying, or I want my daughter to know that I love her so much, and of course I'm a dirty bigot. And
did your daughter ask you to come on my program tonight and call you that?
I'm on the phone right now, honey. I'm talking to my daughter right now. She's here if you want to talk to her.
No, I don't know. I don't want to talk. I'm talking to you, sir. Did your daughter ask you to come on my show tonight and to call yourself a dirty bigot?
It was part of the agreement that I reached with Mrs. Dorton and the other trustees so that my daughter would not be asked to leave.
The school?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is getting more curiouser and curiouser, as the poet said. Hold on, Steve.
Well, yes, sir.
Have him hold the line, please. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, giving his opinion on Michelle Obama being booed at the Homestead Raceway this weekend and what it meant to his daughter and her classmates, who convinced him that he was a bigot and a racist for laughing at the booing. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, who was called down to his daughter's school after making this comment to his wife and daughter that he thought it was funny that Michelle Obama was booed. And his daughter and the school called him down there. You were called down, Steve, how?
I guess I don't understand.
Well, you said you were called down there?
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, they called my office.
They called your office?
Yes, sir, and then said for me to report down to the children's school. The kids had some questions, and when I confronted the kids, they asked me, did you really say that about...
Who was... Were just the kids asking questions?
Yes, sir.
The kids were in your daughter's class, okay, and they asked, why did you laugh at Michelle Obama?
Yeah, and I said, because I thought it was funny, and they said, you're nothing but a bigot, and it took me back, but then I realized... maybe they're right. I'm just, I'll say anything, to be honest. Well, I better not say that, but I mean, my daughter's standing here, and the reason why she's standing here is because I did agree to come on your program and say that I'm a filthy bigot.
A filthy bigot?
But I do believe that I am, and the reason why I do is I don't want my daughter to be thrown out of the school, and number two, I just want my daughter to, I want her to love us, her parents.
Yeah.
And to not think that I'm a dirty bigot.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. We got some calls. Do you want to talk to some folks, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's talk to Ross. We have Ross here on line one. Go ahead, Ross. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello, sir. At first I was calling in to commend you about, you know, manning up and revealing a part of yourself that, you know, I can see it would be difficult for someone to come out and publicly confess this. But
yes, sir.
Then you say that you're doing it because of stipulations between your mother, your daughter and her school, and that takes a little bit away from the reason I'm calling. If there's stipulations,
well, I mean, I do mean it. You know that
you really mean that you're a quote filthy bigot.
I mean,
and you can't. Well, the question I have for Phil is, you can't believe the fact that someone sees a part of themselves that they don't like and they are expressing it. Do you think it's odd that he? Regardless of how he discovers he has something about himself that he doesn't like, he has come to a realization that is a part of him that he believes that he has in him that he doesn't like. Do you have difficulty believing that he?
The only thing that I've questioned Steve in the past about is that you get these phone calls from the school and they tell you to come down to the school and these kids put you through this sort of third degree.
No. What the gentleman just said there is true. I have a feeling deep down.
Didn't the kids put you through some kind of a third degree?
I don't agree with the kids giving them a third degree either, because that's wrong.
But the kids were right.
Everybody's entitled to their opinions and beliefs.
He called me a dirty bigot, and he was right.
This is another kid, right?
Yeah. It was an 11-year-old kid named Bradley who pointed at me and said, "You're a filthy bigot, just like my own father." And he's talking about his own father.
See, to me, that's just weird, man.
What's weird about it? I mean, these are children that want a good country, and they don't want people booing at Mrs. Obama.
I can agree with that, too. But I believe that the kids are, you know, the kids weren't raised in the same country that us adults were. They don't have the same understanding of the basis of where racism comes from as us adults do. They don't know the history of it. So when they see someone that they suspect is a racist, they're going to call them on it because it's something they don't understand, and their kids ask questions.
Well, I mean, do you think kids are allowed to grill some? Were you allowed to leave the classroom?
Was I allowed to leave the classroom?
Yes, sir.
With permission from the teacher, of course.
Yeah, if I got permission from the students and the teacher, yeah.
From the students and the teacher.
Mr. Henry, I agree. You got to listen to what this gentleman's saying. Today, kids, more and more and more and more, the kids know. And I can't fake the fact that I...
And they're finding out through education and not example.
Right.
Because racism is it's subversive nowadays. And the only way that it's going to be obvious to the kids is through blatant example.
Well, you're letting this guy in line one do all your talking for you.
Well, he's right about everything.
Is that right? Well, what is he? Is this gentleman is right about everything he's saying?
Yes.
Well, he said that he didn't agree with the fact that the kids were grilling you.
No,
I don't.
Well, I agree with. Well,
I understand why
my daughter is asking
at the same time.
My daughter passed me a note. Can I read it, sir?
Go ahead.
Well, she said, "Get rid of this guy on the." She said to get rid of the guy on the phone.
Look, this is what I'm saying to you, Mr. Bozell. You don't have your daughter standing there. I'm sorry, sir.
Well, I was going to let you go because I don't want to get in between him and his daughter. I just wanted to commend him for what he's doing.
To stop talking. She said,
"No, your daughter does not direct the show."
Well, I made my point anyways. You gentlemen have a good night.
Yeah. Okay, are you leaving now? Good.
Your daughter's not going to direct the show.
She said she was getting weary of that guy.
You know, that gentleman was backing her up, okay?
My daughter understands that, but she said that she doesn't want him. You know, Mr. Henry, understand, I'm simply trying to convey her feelings. And
why do you have to convey her feelings? I'm interested in your feelings.
She said she didn't like all the ass-licking.
You know, you got to watch the language on that child. We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL. Steve Bozell laughed at Michelle Obama being booed, and the kids at his daughter's school took him to task for it. We'll be back with more of the Phil Henry Show.
Henry.
My daughter says, quit licking the rear end.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
And our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Stephen Bozell about the incident or the event at the Homestead Raceway in South Florida this weekend. Michelle Obama and I guess the Vice President was there as well. And Mrs. Biden was there as well. Jill Biden. No, so the Vice President wasn't there. It was Michelle Obama and Jill Biden. What happened was they got booed at the NASCAR race in Florida. NASCAR is a target-rich environment, according to political people. Overall, NASCAR fans are not as GOP-oriented as you might think, though. In other words, because they're Southerners and they're into NASCAR and they do a lot of flag-waving and they're very patriotic people, some people seem to think, well, that means automatically that they're GOP, and that's not true. There's a lot of them that vote Democrat. In any event, there they are at this race, and there is Mrs. Obama and Mrs. Biden, and I believe they were passing out reelect Barack Obama stickers, and she was going to give the announcement, "Gentlemen, start your engines," and up came the booze. And that brings us to our guest here this evening, Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. You're a NASCAR racing fan, Mr. Bozell, you were telling me, so I imagine that you watch a lot of the races during the year?
Oh, yeah, I do, and I enjoy it very much.
And did you see the First Lady get booed?
I did, yeah. And
then you laughed, right?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. And I said, look, the good old boys, I said, does someone start doing their, you know, give a rebel yell or anything? There are a lot of, I don't know if you ever know, but there's a lot of Confederate flags at these NASCAR events, and just the nature of, you know, being in the South. And I thought, boy, that, you know, I was laughing and everything, but, and my daughter's here, so I want my daughter to know, I'm telling Mr. Henry that I laughed then, I'm not laughing now. I'm telling Mr. Henry I laughed then, I'm not laughing now. You don't have to call her now.
What is your daughter doing?
Nothing, sir. She just, so I told, you know, and my daughter went to school and told the teacher, told Mrs. Dorton that's when I got called down there and corrected by the kid.
This Bradley kid and the other kids.
Yes, sir. You understand, Mr. Henry, that your children, and as that other gentleman said, our children today are far more intelligent than we were when we were coming up. They've got more information. Their nutrition is better. Their books and everything that they have. Their ability to get information. Their resources for it's just way better, and so they have way more information, and so they're smarter than we are. And when your kids are smarter than you, you can't pretend like they're not. You can't not stand there and not acknowledge that they're smarter. And what am I going to do? I can't argue with my daughter. She is smarter than me, and smarter than most people I know.
Well, what do you mean she's smarter than you? I mean,
well, she just understands that when you boo Michelle Obama, and you know she's black, in the words of that kid, I'm a filthy bigot. A filthy, filthy bigot.
A filthy bigot because you laughed at Michelle Obama being booed. That's the part I don't understand or that I agree with. And I think you're being hard on yourself. I don't think it's correct. And now, to the point that the kids are smarter than us these days, that's also very interesting for you to say that.
Well, They are.
So, but you say the kids are smarter than us. That means they've got more practical experience with life?
That doesn't make any difference. You don't need practical experience with life to know whether someone is a dirty, filthy bigot. And that's what I am. And that's all I'll ever be.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. There's something wrong, sir, with the way you are articulating that, though. Let me go to a phone call here. We have Jonas on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir. You're on with Stephen Bozell.
Yes, sir. Mr. Steve.
Yes, sir.
I'm black. If another black person boos somebody, I think it's funny. I want to laugh.
Yes, sir.
Now, well, I think there's something else said, and they get offended by it. That's the reason why they went and told the teachers what happened.
I laughed. I said, "Hey, look at that! They're booing at it. Maybe it's because I said it."
That
it? You said they're booing it?
I made a mistake.
See, there's something that Mrs. Steven is not telling us. That's why the story don't make sense. I mean,
wait a minute. What doesn't make sense about it? I'm telling you that my daughter and her classmates stood me there. They looked me up and down. They stood me up straight. And they called it like it was. I'm a bigot, and I'm sorry, and I want my daughter to respect me. And I said that Michelle Obama was laughing at her, and I said I was laughing at it. And
what did you say to your wife, that you laughed at it?
I said I laughed at it when they booed it.
You laughed at it when they booed it. So that's kind of a, you know, talked about objectifying something to the point where it no longer has a gender, you know.
Well, all of that. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right about all of that. And I went to my daughter, and she went to the school. My daughter's right here, sir. But she's listening to everything I'm saying, and she knows that what I'm saying is true. And
the fact that your daughter is there listening to everything. And
would you please don't talk about my daughter, because she would rather that you not.
But, well, that's fine, but I have to. Is she there monitoring what you're saying?
She's monitoring what I'm saying and what this gentleman's saying, what everybody.
What this caller is saying.
Yes, sir, and you, Mr. Henry. Now, I don't know where this gentleman is from that I'm talking to. You don't sound as if you come from America, sir. Are you from another country? Maybe you're from a country where they monitor your thoughts and everything. In our country, we have freedom, as you know. But
well,
not no more.
That's not what we're discussing here. We're discussing that you being racist and your kids don't even like it. And that's the reason why you went down there and you try to fix yourself up. I mean, that's the way I see it.
Yes, sir, but I did.
See,
and that kid,
you said our,
Bradley, stood up.
You said,
yeah.
You said our kids nowadays are smarter than us. But one thing you have to realize, we raise our kids. They learn from us.
Statistics
says our kids are supposed to be smarter and look better than us, but that's not the way it is. You raise your kids, your kids, to tell you what they see on the radio. That guy is
In this case, this is true. I mean, my daughter looked at me and she said, "You're nothing more than a crawling bigot. You're crawling, lying bigot." And she said,
"What?"
And
your own daughter talks to you like that.
Sir, Mr. Henry, she needs to.
Steve, if you raise your kids to call you names, they're going to call you names. But if you raise your kids to be decent people, they're going to be decent people and respect.
I do.
They respect everybody.
I raise my children to tell the truth. I raise my children to tell the truth. I want to tell the truth.
Okay, so she calls you a filthy, crawling bigot. And you feel like somehow you've done a good job with that child?
Mr. Henry, she's asking me to hang up on you.
Well, Steve, either you're a man or a mouse. Either you run that house or you don't.
It's not.
See, and now she's angry that you're laughing. My daughter's very angry right now. She's angry that this guy's laughing. She wants to know what country you're from,
humor.
Sir.
I mean,
sir, my daughter wants to know what country you're from. What, honey? I'm asking him, what country are you from, sir?
Sir, it's not. It doesn't,
because she
not,
says to me, she said that she's got dollars to donuts. They pull your fingernails out down there for laughing.
Okay, all right. Jonas, very good call, and I agree with you. We raise our children. They don't raise us. They become what we, hopefully they become the best they can be through our education.
Mr. Henry, my daughter feels, I'm sorry to say, she just thinks you're doing too much talking.
Sir, I'm from Haiti.
Well, it's my
from Haiti, if you wanted to know. That's where I'm from, Haiti.
The man's from Haiti, honey. The man's from Haiti. What? Yeah, she said, so you're used to having the Tonton Macoute beat your brains in. Well, up here.
Okay, let's not talk about where this man is from. Thank you very much for your call, sir. I appreciate it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. You say the Tonton Macoute to people from Haiti. That's a frightening thing.
Well, my daughter, isn't that what you said? My daughter's now throwing her hands up, saying, "No, she doesn't want any part of this now, honey. You said it."
You know, I want to ask you something, Steve, and we got some more phone calls for you to take. I want to ask you something. Who's running this phone call tonight? Is it you or your daughter?
My daughter is monitoring as per the agreement with CK Corona.
But she's monitoring what? To make sure that you say the right things?
No. She's monitoring. I know what I want to say and what's in my heart. And it's what my daughter called me and what those little kids, what Bradley and what Stephanie and Maureen, all the girls and the boys and the girl and the boys at CK Corona called me today. They called me a crawling bigot. Not fit to breathe the same air. They called me a lot of things. The dregs. Degenerate.
A degenerate and the dregs.
Yeah, and they said it made them sick to breathe the same air as me. But through that, Mr. Henry, I gained an insight into myself. And the insight was that I am a bigot. And I thought it was funny that they were booing Michelle Obama because I'm a bigot.
All right, Steve, take a break. And I need a break after listening to that. The guy goes to his daughter's middle school after he was told him that he thought it was funny Michelle Obama was booed. The kids at the middle school didn't think it was funny. And among the many insults they delivered to him, they said it made them sick to breathe the same air as him. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with more of your phone calls for Stephen Bozell when we return.
Truth
on the world-famous Phil
is
Henry
our
Show.
Bitch, the Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. More news to come on our show tonight. A few other things. Of the Republican candidates for president, are these guys like sort of brain dead when it comes to foreign policy? Is foreign policy all that important? I don't know. We may discuss that. We have a few other things up our sleeve. Right now we have Mr. Stephen Bozell with us from Corona, California, talking about the booing of First Lady Michelle Obama yesterday at a NASCAR event in Homestead, Florida, and you were called to your daughter's school after you expressed the opinion, after you laughed at her.
I didn't really express the opinion. I just laughed. I said, "Hey, look at it."
And you said, "Look at it."
Yes, sir. And that was a misstatement. But when I got to the school, they told me the truth. I mean, they said, "You said that. You're a no count stinking." The one little boy used a term that I hadn't heard in a lot of years. My grandfather used to use it. The little boy said that I'm a no-count, stinking, egg-sucking, chicken-stealing bigot.
The little boy said that, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Jerry on the line. Jerry, go ahead.
Yes, Steve. I was just wondering if I told your daughter that I laughed at the same situation, if she thinks I'm a bigot as well. I happen to be married to a black woman, and I thought it was hilarious.
Betsy, what do you think? Or, I mean, but my daughter says that the woman you're married to probably has to put up with a lot of racism.
No, none whatsoever. I thought it was hilarious because here you have two women, a black woman and a white woman, obviously out of their element in their current situation in a NASCAR environment, and the people that were there used the freedom of speech and laughed at it and booed them. So I thought it was hilarious.
My daughter said, I understand that, but my daughter said that you're kind of a bigot.
I'm kind of a
but
bigot.
But he's married to a black woman.
Well, that's what he says.
So okay. What is your daughter saying to you, Steve? You know, I don't know why I have to ask what your daughter says. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm trying to. What I think is, I'm a bigot, and this man's married to a black woman. I guess he's not.
But he was going to boo at Michelle Obama, too, if he was there.
Yeah, that's... My daughter says that the man's not telling the truth.
Your daughter says and your daughter says. Your daughter's got a lot of opinions.
I'm just trying to stay so that my daughter... You have to understand something these days. As parents, we have... Are you a parent, sir?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, there it is. So you don't even, you know...
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, you have to deal with these kids.
Well, that's
you have to deal with these kids. You have to... All I'm trying to do is make sure that my daughter doesn't hit her 18th birthday and hate my living guts. Okay, that's all I'm trying to do. And
so, in other words, what you have to do is buy your daughter off, buy her love by admitting to things maybe you don't want to admit to, by saying this, by saying that.
I'm trying to understand the world as it's seen through a generation of kids, the most intelligent generation of kids that we've ever had.
But these kids are on the internet? They're intelligent?
They're way more intelligent than us, sir, and they see things we don't ever see. And they're seeing things way beyond what we see. Huh?
When I was a kid, I went out and learned all this stuff by myself. I didn't need the internet.
Well, I know, but you're not as smart as them. Neither am I. You know?
So this generation of adults are not as smart as a kid. I heard you say that. But what does that mean when it comes to your daughter having respect for you? You have your own opinions about things. Your daughter can have hers, but she lives under your roof.
She lives under my roof? But what am I supposed to do when I got a whole classroom full of 11-year-olds calling me a crawling, filthy, egg-sucking bigot?
Because there was a white woman and a black woman there that they all booed? Joe Biden's white.
That's exactly right. But still, Joe Biden's wife is white, but she might as well be dark. The way they act.
Oh, come on, will you? Your daughter's got you running every which way but loose, man. Your daughter's got you up one side and down the next, thinking this, because of the way they act, they've got to be white or black or whatever.
Well, see, you butchered that up. What I said was black.
You said, Joe Biden's wife. In any event, 877-876-PHIL, let's go to Barbara. Hi, Barbara, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. This Barbara? Hold on, maybe this is Barbara.
Now
Barbara, is this you?
Where they took the children and the children, whatever said was.
Barbara, you start again because I didn't have the right line for you.
Taught them what they wanted to teach, and then they went against their parents. This is the same thing that's being happening here. Okay,
Barbara, you need to start again because we didn't have you on the air. We didn't have you on the air.
And calling you bigot and calling
is she
you
hearing me?
Kentucky, whatever it was.
Hold on for a minute.
That's a disgrace.
Barbara, we didn't hear any of that because we didn't have you on the air, so you have to start all over again, please.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, how does that feel? That nobody even heard
before,
you.
Okay?
No, nobody even
like
heard you. You've got to start all over again.
Okay?
What?
Am I on now?
Ooh.
Well, they took the children.
Barbara, this is
Steve
Bozell. I can't hear you. Could you speak up, please?
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right.
A little bit louder. A little louder.
This sounds like Nazi Germany to me, where the Germans...
Would you let me do it?
And taught them and twisted their minds, and they would squeal on their parents anything. They would take them, and then the parents would have to give in to everything, okay, because of the kids. This is what it sounds like to me.
But the kids are smarter than us. What are we going to do if the kids know the way?
They're not smarter than you. They're brainwashed. To me, if that was my kid, I'd take her out of that school so fast it wasn't funny. How dare those teachers take you and put you in front of those students? How dare they? How dare your daughter call you a bigot and everything else? How dare she? She's 11 years old. Don't you have any control? You're letting those people guide your child into what she's going
to
be in the future? Can you see what she's going to be in the future? What she's going to think of you and what she thinks of everybody else?
Well,
what she thinks of the rest of her family?
My daughter just asked me to ask you to shut up.
No, I won't.
I know, but that's...
And I have a right to speak what I want to say.
That's just what she said.
We're not passing any more messages from your daughter. Do you have a comment on what the lady said?
How dare she tell me to shut up?
Well, now she's... I have to tell you this. My daughter just dragged her finger across her throat and pointed to me.
Good.
Oh, is... Man.
Good. And if that's what she's being taught, don't you realize that? She's 11 years old. Her brain is taking in everything she's being taught in that school. And those kids are the same thing. They're the ones who are the bigots. They're the ones who are the bigots.
What did that little boy call you, Mr. Bozell?
Which one? My daughter?
No, the little boy, this Bradley kid.
What the hell does he think he is? And what does he think of the Southern people by saying that? He's as bigoted as anyone else. Don't you see that?
My daughter pointed to the phone.
I would get my kid out of that school so fast it wasn't funny. I have never called a radio show before. This just got to me. It sounds like Nazi Germany brainwashing of kids. Kids going against their parents. Kids going against everyone else. Just what I think. Never mind what you think or anything else. And calling everybody else bigots and calling them all kinds of names. They're the ones who are bigoted. Don't you
get it? My daughter just said that she just pointed to the phone, meaning you, ma'am, and dragged her finger across her throat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, hey,
oh man.
Great. That's great.
Boy, oh, boy. Isn't that great?
Isn't
that great?
Wonderful.
This is exactly what the lady's talking about.
An 11-year-old girl will not listen to somebody else, what they have to say. That everyone else is bigoted, everyone else is wrong. She's right. 11 years old? Where is she getting this from?
All I'm telling you, Barbara.
From the school she's in. Don't you realize
that
what they're doing to her?
It's
and what kind of school it is that the teachers have a nerve to call
you
and put you in
I want to ask a question here. Yeah, now you said that this Mrs. Dorton, who's the principal, called you, right?
Yes, sir.
Play that recording for Barbara and for my listeners so they can hear exactly what it sounded like.
This was recorded on Monday of last week.
That's the recording.
Yes, sir.
So this woman calls up and breathes into the phone.
Yep.
What's that?
She's just trying to be spooky. She's trying to be spooky and scare me.
This woman. Yeah, it's nuts. It's insane.
Well, would you like somebody call up and breathe them into the phone, and then you find out it's the principal at your school?
Phil Hendry.